Sunday Gift, August 2nd, 2019, interviewing Luke Lukic regarding his family heritage. So, Luke, tell me a little bit about your ethnic background.
Well, my ethnic background is Serbian. And the DNA test that I took to send in gave me more of a European, a Northern European outlook than the Baltic states. So I'm a little curious on that. But as far as I know, I am basically Serbian.
So where is your mom's family from?
My mom and her family, to the best of my knowledge, is from a town called Kikinda in Yugoslavia, and that is close to the Austrian border. I don't know very much about my mother or father's background and parents because I never was exposed to them or even had contact with them.
What about your father's family? Where are they from?
My father's family and all of my father's relatives were from a town called Trstenik, which is like in the middle of Yugoslavia. And from what I understand, it's a very hilly, lakes and rivers. As far as the family, I have very, very little knowledge of it.
Well, how many siblings did he have? Did they ever talk about brothers and sisters?
To the best of my knowledge, my mother had a brother and a sister. The sister passed away due to illness, and her brother passed away during World War II. And that's about all I know about my mother's siblings, which would have been my aunt and uncle. But my father's side, he came from a very large family. I think there was a total of 9 in his family. I only met my one uncle for a short period of time, and I don't have a lot of knowledge about my father's side of the family.
So why did your father decide to come to the United States?
I think his biggest thought process was that Europe was very, very unstable, and you could probably see it was more unstable in Yugoslavia. And I guess he wanted to have a little more safety, a little more stability. That's why he decided to come to the United States.
What year was that?
1950.
Wow, and what year were you born?
I was born in 1948, so I was here when I was 2 years old.
When you were 2 years old, your family brought you here. Okay, so what traditions have been passed down in your family?
We didn't have a lot of traditional type things. We have traditional things that we would do during the winter times. For an example, we would have what's called Vrućevakija, which everybody liked. And basically, it's just whiskey and tea and sugar mixed and brought to a simmer. But it had it was kind of a traditional thing to do when it's cold and damp out in the wintertime. And there's a few other minor things. We'd always go to church on Christmas, which is the Orthodox Christmas. But nothing of any real importance.
Who were your favorite relatives?
Don't have any.
They don't have to be blood relatives, but if you have family, even distant relatives that visited your family, did they have company over? Did they celebrate anything?
Well, the only one that I would consider even a distant relative that we would see on a regular basis was my my Uncle Nick and his son Joe. But there was a falling out in the family with my mother and Uncle Nick's wife, and Uncle Nick and my grandmother were brother and sister, but they were more on the German side of the family. But we didn't see them very often. We would see them on occasion, but that's the only relative that I would consider, you know, a close relative.
What about those slavas that they had? Tell me about those.
Well, we would have slavas every year.
What's a slava?
Slava is technically a celebration of a saint's day, which we would have every year. And I forgot all about the slavas because being here, I don't celebrate them, but as a child, I did. And the slavas would last pretty much all day, and they would invite all their friends over, and they would talk politics all day.
And what types of food did they eat?
Yeah, the types of food they had, well, we would call it pachenia, which is pork, basically. Fried chicken. I remember there was a lot of tortas and pies and cakes that came later in the day with coffee. But it was, we'd have picteo, which is kind of an acquired taste. It's more of a gelatin with pig's feet and stuff like that in it. But as I got older, I got to like it a little bit more. That's it. Anything else?
What else? What did the kids do at these slavas if the adults were
eating? Well, all the kids would get together and they would play outside. You know, they would be pretty much outside the whole time. The slavas would last from like 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and everybody would go home around 10 at night. And basically they would just pretty much eat and talk and drink and eat and talk and drink. And a lot of it I remember as being politics. They would talk a lot about politics and different people.
So was there any religious significance to this day?
The religious significance, and the way I understand it, was during, maybe the Ottoman Empire or something like that, a couple hundred years ago, the Serbians were not allowed to congregate in any group of any kind more than, you know, 3 people or 4 people or something like that. So what they decided to do is to celebrate a saint's day. So every family got a saint's day. That way they could meet all together. But 200 or 300 years ago when they started it, they used it as a political rallying point. And they just said, hey, I'm celebrating this saint. Yeah. And then it just kept going on and on and on. They still celebrate it today, my brother and sister. So make what's called a kolach, which is taken to the church. And it's blessed by the priest, and then they take it home, and they light a candle. I think they still do that, but since I've gotten away from all that, I really don't know what's happening.
Well, that's good. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this story about your heritage?
No, other than on my grandmother's side, they're more German. She married a German fellow, so I do have a lot of German heritage. And in the past, I visited my cousin, who lives in Germany, and most of my relatives on that side do live in Germany. There was quite a large family. I have a family tree somewhere that kind of explains all that. And it's kind of interesting at least to have something that you can connect to.
Okay, if this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything else you'd want to tell me?
Related to the family heritage,
right.
I think my only thing that I would consider having more, I'd like to have more information related to my family heritage. And I was a little surprised at getting the DNA test back, basically stating that I have more of a German, Western type heritage than I do the Serbian heritage, which was kind of surprising. I thought there'd be more like half and half, but it's not.
So for your grandchildren and great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, what would you like to tell them about their heritage and background that may be helpful to them?
Well, I can tell you this, that most of the family that we've had, we've been very fortunate in having pretty good health. We may not be the smartest people on earth, but we're more of an honest, hard-working, middle-class people that are generally pretty healthy. My father lived to be 93, My mother was 88 when she passed away. So generally in the long term, we're in pretty good health.
So what was one characteristic that you admired about your father?
My father was a provider. He wasn't an abusive person. He wasn't anything of that nature. But he was very, let's see, how can I say? He was just there. He wasn't mean or abusive. He wasn't real supportive either. He just kind of went along with the program. So I that's what I remember more than anything else.
But, you know, he was from another culture,
yes.
So, and then he was in America.
Yeah, so it was a big cultural change for him, and it's hard for him to kind of get up to speed to think a little different, because where he grew up, it wasn't a nice thing to say, you know, you're doing a terrific job here. You know, I'm really proud of you. You're doing a really nice job. It was just like, that's what you're supposed to do.
So what about your mother? What's something you admired about your mother?
My mother was very kind. She wasn't a mean or vindictive type of woman, but she was very kind. She was a very good cook. I think she really loved all the kids equally. I can say that. I don't think there's... My brother got a little bit more, but I was quite a little bit more, so I found out, so it wasn't a big deal for me. But from what I could see, my younger brother always kind of got the preference of everything.
Oh, the baby of the family.
Yeah, the baby of the family. But she wasn't outwardly like, oh, gee, I'm going to do this for this. I'm not going to do nothing for that.
So who do you think you're more like, your mother or your father?
I'm probably more like my mother. That's the way I feel about it. It may not turn out that way, but that's the way I feel about it. I try to treat both my kids equally. And I know they all have their limitations. I try to treat them equally.
So is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, as far as the family heritage, I hope that gives some background, at least a little background into the family heritage, just for your knowledge. And I'd like to do a little more research and on why the DNA is more of the Eastern European or Western European, which would have been France and Germany, Belgium, that type of thing, than Serbian.
Okay, well, that concludes our interview today, August 2nd, 2019. And anytime you want to come back to record any more stories, we'll be here until the end of December of this year.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.